The Burt Show.
All right, so I have a friend who recently moved in with her boyfriend. And, you know, just kind of normal jitters about moving in with her boyfriend and whatever. And I think anybody that's ever lived, you know, had a live-in kind of understands that. So she moves in with her boyfriend. They've been dating for a long time now. I want to say like 2 or 3 years or something like that. They move in or whatever. And then a couple of days later, she starts to have a panic attack about the whole thing and kind of panics and talks it through with her girlfriends about like she doesn't have the place to go home to. Because inevitably, when you are dating somebody seriously for that long, there's one house where you stay more. And there's one house that is just basically like you pay rent for a closet.
It's generally the guy slowly like moving into the woman's place because it smells
or
nice slowly, and it's clean.
Or moving the woman into his place because she
starts
would
to
take
turn it around.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they were doing that for a while. So it was like, oh, this is not going to be that big of a deal. You know, normal jitters or whatever. But then, you know, once the reality set in, they're like, I have nowhere to go back home to. Like, there's no option to go back there. Kind of made her panic a little bit. So it made me think of her thoughts of possibly moving back out again. So they worked it out. Everything's going fine. The transition's going well. They're, you know, living together. Everything's happy, you know, hunky-dory. But I thought at that time she was kind of having the panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
What if she turned around and moved back out again? Like, I wonder.
The next weekend.
Exactly. Like, I wonder who has moved in and moved out in like the shortest amount of time.
And
like,
we gotta
you make
count
the big
this
decision, you know, he sits you down, asks you to move in. It's this really big deal. You're like, oh my God, we're moving on to the next level of our life. And then it happens and then you panic and you bolt.
And I think it has, let me get phone number out. 404-741-1005.
And it has to involve a full move out of your place.
I think it has to be like the first piece of furniture. Like as soon as the first piece of furniture goes in, like if you were to call up and go, I got my couch in and then realized I just couldn't do it. And then moved out, like, no, turn around. I got to move back. I think that's a legitimate phone call.
Right, but I think it has to be, like, I think the lease and, you know, it's the couple. The couple is Jen and Jeff. Like, Jen has to have said, okay, my lease expires on November 1st, so in the last week of October,
right,
we are making the move.
Full
she
on.
Has not renewed her lease. She has not looked for a new place.
Right.
She starts
she has no
moving
place,
in.
She has no place to go, you know? Like, yeah. I mean, she has nowhere else. This is her residence
so this
now.
This is something you agreed on.
Right.
And then you have to turn it around. Did I ever tell you about how Stacy and I moved in with each other for the first time?
You mean when she moved you in?
Yeah.
Her
I left for California.
Oh, right.
I came back and all my stuff is in her place.
What?
Yeah, we had agreed that we were going to move in together, but I was putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. I mean, months had gone by. I'll get to it. Yes, we're going to move in together. Yes. So I leave for California. This is so typically my wife. So she calls her best friend, and I get home, and all my stuff was gone. It was in her place. I had even told my roommates that, dude, I'm moving out here over the next couple of months. And they were patient about it. So Stacy pulls out with her, like a truck or whatever, and she and Carrie take all of my stuff, bring it on over to her place. And that's how we started moving out with each other.
But were you mad?
No, I laughed it off. I did, because I mean, I had committed. I was sort of ready
and
to do it.
And he got out of the move.
And I didn't have to move.
You guys are like the quintessential couple of the wife pushing you into the next level of your lives.
Everything.
I mean, every level.
Everything. Everything we've ever done. I've agreed to it, just been reluctant to actually take the step. And, you know, I come back from California, all my stuff's at her joint.
I can't believe you wouldn't be. I think I would be infuriated.
I wasn't because we had been talking about it for so long.
Like, even if I was, mean, there's a reason that you didn't.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. It didn't bother me so much. If somebody was telling me the story, I'd be saying the same thing you're saying, though.
But I think the difference with Stacy and Bert that we have seen is that it's almost
it's
like Stacy knows the decision that Bert is trying to avoid making, so she ends up making it for him because she knows he's never going to do it, and then he'll be fine with it once he does, and then he'll pretend like he had done it himself.
It's the fence.
You know, yeah.
It's
like,
the fence that I get so scared of getting off of.
Right, because wasn't it the first, the exclusive conversation, or did that happen more organically?
What was the exclusive conversation?
Like, we're going to date each other exclusively. Because that's usually the first conversation that happens, the boyfriend-girlfriend conversation.
Then, I'm sure she brought it up before I did.
Then it's the moving in conversation.
There was the I love you.
She did first.
And I said no.
Then there's the moving in conversation, which she just did.
Yeah, she just.
And then there's the marriage conversation.
Then there was the baby.
And then there's the baby. Right. That's like all the steps.
Absolutely.
So I mean, you guys are the quintessential couple. She's giving hope to all of us that want to nudge our significant others forward.
I really, really would not suggest that to anybody listening going, oh, I bet I could do the same thing. You have to find somebody as big a lame ass as I am, and you can't do that. You can't find somebody that is as lame as I am, another guy, to say, yeah, go ahead, move myself when I'm away.
No, I think your commitment phobiousness, is that even a word?
I don't know.
I just made it up. Your commitment phobiousness, I think, is more common than you think.
You really, I mean, it takes a special guy to, like Jeff said, come home from vacation like that and have all the stuff moved out and not blow a gasket and end the relationship. Mm-hmm. So I do not endorse that. Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
Jen's question was, we are looking for the person that moved in and then moved out in the least, the shortest amount of time.
2 days.
Really?
Oh, you nice. Panicked after two?
First, you got to give us some history of the date. Like, how long were you guys going out?
We were going out for 3.5 years.
All right.
And he asked me to move in with him, so we did. And I had gotten all my stuff. We used my bed, tables, everything. We moved everything of his out. Because it was all nasty, dirty boy stuff. Mm-hmm. So
it had boy germs on it. Ew.
I went to work the next morning and came home because I forgot something, and he was prancing around in my underwear.
Hold on a minute.
That was that.
Say the last part of that again. You went to work.
And came back home, and he was prancing around in my underwear.
Now, tell us slower with more detail. So, you came back home because you forgot something. So, was the door locked or unlocked?
It was locked. I unlocked it.
So, you put the key in. You stepped through the doorway.
Yes, and he was in the bathroom in my underwear.
Oh,
In 3 years, he had never... Because, I mean, when you're dating 3 years, you're over at somebody's place a lot.
I didn't know anything. I was totally shocked. And
what did he do or say?
He really was too embarrassed to say anything. And I asked him, I said, what are you doing? And he's like, I was just trying him on, man.
Oh, no.
And what do you mean?
No.
Like,
was it like tops and bottoms?
Yes.
So he had your bra on?
Yes.
So you moved in with your boyfriend, and then you moved back out when you found him wearing your bra?
Yes. And yeah.
That's, just so you know, that's awesome.
That's scary.
That's a great story.
You're like the MVP of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't think we're going to be done going in this line of questioning here in a couple of minutes.
No.
All right, so 2 days, 2 days you come home, he's dressed up in your stuff, that's it. You move your stuff out the next day.
Yes.
What did you tell?
That same day.
What do you tell your girlfriends and stuff? Like,
I told them that he was prancing around in my underwear, and I was so embarrassed for him and myself just for looking at him that way.
All right. Let's table that discussion for just a second, okay? Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
That right there is...
We're not going to let that go.
That's good stuff.
Good morning, Bobby. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Lasted 2.5 hours.
Oh, no. What happened?
I moved my stuff in. She asked me to move in.
Uh-huh.
I got there. I moved my stuff in. I was sitting on the couch. She went to the grocery store. And another man unlocks the door and walks in with his stuff. She asks him to move in, too.
What? Oh, God.
So you're just sitting on the couch, and you hear a key in the lock, and it's a dude.
And a door opens, and it's a dude moving his stuff in. Come to find out, she had been dating both of us for a year and did not know.
Well, she's an idiot. I mean, but she never thought, like, I'm about to get caught?
No, I guess you never thought that both of us would actually take her up and move in.
Oh, my God. And she probably planned that grocery store trip on purpose. Like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
Gotta go to the grocery store. Okay, bye.
Now, she didn't know who when she came home. Like, because only the strong is going to survive in this whole relationship. So when she leaves, she's like, someone's getting their ass kicked. I'm not sure who I'm going to be living with when I get home. But the weaker one is going to leave.
Last man standing gets the bedroom.
No, actually, when she came home, I was moving my stuff out.
Oh, you did? You volunteered?
Oh, yes.
And he stayed?
Yeah.
They still together now?
Yeah, they live out in Alabama together.
You're better off without her, for sure.
They've been together for the last 2 years.
See, all works itself out.
That's right.
Thank you, sir.
All righty.
All right, you think 2.5 hours is the best we can do? Uh-uh.
Yeah, I just think that she didn't want to make the decision. So she's like,
I need milk. Good luck. Good luck while I'm gone. What do you mean good luck? Just, I need milk.
Right.
Bob and weave, buddy. What? Hey, Keisha, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. My story is nowhere near exciting as the other two, but I think I lasted maybe about an hour.
No way.
I, like, moved in the first stitch of furniture, and we started arguing out at the U-Haul. So I just brought my stuff back out, packed up the and closed the U-Haul, and drove off.
Oh, my God. So that was like a sign to you that this is never going to work. I'm going to bail before we even move in with each other.
Well, you know, the weird thing is that we actually live together now, but we decided that instead of me moving to his place or him moving to mine, we just get a new mutual place that neither one of us was in before.
Very good.
That is totally like you're tentatively making a decision you don't want to make. So somebody subconsciously picked a fight. So that you'd have the whole, you know what, I'm taking my stuff back. I am not moving in. And so, yeah. So
great compromise, though. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
The Burt Show.
Television show lost Wednesday night. And people like Massey, we have a couple of people here at All the Hits Q100 that are in that subculture that as soon as the show is on, they TiVo it. They go back. They try to decipher every single scene.
Yeah, I go to the message boards afterwards on ABC.com. Lost all the different message boards, and you try to figure out, like, what's going on. If you do not watch the show, you have no idea what we're talking about. But every teeny tiny little thing in that show has a meaning. And everybody's connected, and it's all crazy, and you you don't see it coming, and then all of a sudden, boom, that guy was in the scene last season on so-and-so, and yeah, it's all crazy.
You've got, like, links to your favorites, like YouTubes, which is, like, the instructional videos from the, what's it called? The
Hanso Bunker. Foundation.
What's the bunker? What's the underneath thing called?
What's
the hatch.
The hatch. Yeah, and they find videos in the hatch, and Jamie's, like, watching those videos on YouTube to figure out meanings from them.
They ran commercials during last season, commercials for the Hanso Foundation. It looked like a real commercial, but it was actually a Lost commercial, and it's all kind of, I don't want to give anything away if you haven't downloaded, you know, or seen season two yet, but they send you to this website, and it's all crazy.
And you call me the geek.
Yep. Professor Sloop is a professor at Vanderbilt University. Higher education.
Vanderbilt. Yeah, I'm originally from Nashville, so yeah. It's a very well-respected institution, and right there in Nashville, Tennessee.
And he teaches Lessons from Lost, a case study introduction to cultural studies. Hi, Professor Sloop.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm more intrigued by the story you were just talking about, almost, this guy that you were just talking about.
Yeah. More on Mike, huh? Yeah, he's been a soap opera the last couple of days on the show. You could teach your students a lot
by
listening to this show just for 24 hours.
Burt Show 101.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It sounds like it.
Why did you choose Lost? I mean, there are so many different shows that you could probably use as a focus point.
I don't think so. Not like this one. I chose Lost, and this is a first-year seminar, so it was a limited, small course. And what I was thinking was cultural studies, forget cultural studies for just a minute. Great literature, what it does, right, just gets us to ask questions about life and about our role in life and all that. And what are we? Who are we? Where are we? All those sorts of questions. Lost does that better than anything. And the main reason why I wanted to teach the course is because of people like the one you were just talking about. Which one of you? I don't know who gets so obsessed about it, right?
Jamie.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness, what better text do we have in culture today for students to ask those questions, where they get so excited about it and are actually doing so much of this work on their own? And in a way, they're doing some of the same types of work you want them to do with any type of text, like, you know, like literature, like anything else. But they're... I don't have a student, I've never met yet a student who is looking on message boards about Moby Dick or about Ulysses, but about Lost, they're doing it.
So is the show Lost essentially your textbook?
No, you know, of course we're doing all the same types of readings I would do in any course where I was doing cultural studies, looking at the production of the text, looking at the meanings, representations, etc. So we're doing all of that sort of reading, but then we're using the show as a case study, so each week... each week during the semester, we're watching four episodes, one of the disc from the DVD, right? So we use that as the case study each week for whatever concepts we're talking about. So this week, we happen to be talking about masculinity. So we'll be, and we're, so let me see, we're watching the final disc of season one. Even though we'll get together tomorrow night for the season premiere of season three, they've all, of course, watched these things multiple times. So the show becomes our case study each week for whatever it is that we're reading about.
So what does it teach you about masculinity, the last episode of season one?
What does it teach me? I hate to tell you what it teaches us. I like the students to draw out those lessons, of course. But really what we're looking at, what we'll look at in the show, and we'll be doing this today, and on Thursday we'll be taking a look at different forms of masculinity on that show and what's competing and what do we find appealing, et cetera, how it operates today. And in my mind, for my money, actually, what's more interesting about the show than masculinity is femininity, because there's so many different, you know, versions by the time you get into season two competing. It's sort of an interesting reflection of what's going on in our culture, I think.
So you kind of have, like, hard-ass cop woman, Evangeline Lilly's character also.
Right.
That you would all sit down and actually study.
Yeah, right. When we talk about it, et cetera, and we find out, one of the things I like to do a lot is to go to the message boards that you were just talking about to see how other people are conflicting over those sorts of characters. What it is we see reflected in them, what do we like, what do we dislike as a whole. And it's sort of an interesting barometer for some of what's going on.
I'm curious how, like, the rest of the administration, when you propose this, I mean, because this is Vanderbilt University. This is not like some JUCO we're talking about.
Yeah, I know, but let's keep in mind, you know, I was just looking. Of course, I got this link sent to me from everyone. Somebody put together a webpage where it was the top 10 moronic college courses.
I just saw that this morning.
We're, of course, number one.
Congratulations, sir.
Yeah, I know. But here's the deal. If you look at that top 10 list of college courses that are moronic, supposedly, they all deal with the same thing. They're all dealing with popular culture. And it's sort of a short-sighted idea to say just because of the topic matter, these are moronic courses. Because, you know, it's going to be how we deal with them, which is really good, what's going to matter. There's this great book by Steve Johnson, What's Bad is Good for You, and he makes this argument that, you know, television and everything else has gotten so complicated now because of the multiple ways we decode them. And Lost is a complex show. When you get someone real geeky about Lost talking about it, they can almost intimidate people out of watching it. Right?
I know, it's totally
you
true.
Can. Sorry. It sounds like, oh my God, I have to know too much to watch this.
Right, right.
Well, I think, as long as I present it right, I mean, I think the administration doesn't want to be on a top 10 moronic list, right? But this is a first-year seminar. It's for freshmen to sort of introduce them to concepts. I think on that level, it's an easy sell. I mean, it was, you know, of course, everybody wanted to sign up for it. You know, there was a huge number of people, and we limited it to 15. As long as we can present it in the proper way where it's not a course where we're just going in, you know, we're not just sitting around, you know, watching TV and eating popcorn, then I can, you know, it'll come off okay that way.
So, Professor, you said this is a course for freshmen, and what kind of credit are they earning for this course?
In the general curriculum, you have to have a freshman or first-year writing seminar. So I'm in communication studies, and I think it's numbered that way. But really what's going to fit in the curriculum is under the writing seminar. So they have to write a number of papers and go through a number of drafts and again, they're using Lost as their text, but they'll all take different takes on Lost and what they want to argue with it. And I'll get to see those papers, the first round of them this week. It'll be interesting. I got to tell you, these students are so irritated with me that I made the due date for the first paper the day after the
That's not right.
Well, you know what this is? This is one of those, I mean, and all of us have spent time at college before, but this is one of these classes that you sign up for because you think it's going to be a cakewalk, right, boy. And then when you get in there, you realize how serious the teacher is all about it, and it's like the toughest class you have.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that it's going to be the toughest class. And they are having fun, right, with the material. On the other hand, I think some of them are wondering, what the hell have I gotten into? Because, you know, it of course is not just about law. So I think it is one of those courses where they're having a good time and they like talking about it, but I'm convinced they're all tired of people saying to them, oh my gosh, how's that Lost course? All you must do is watch TV. I think they're getting fed up with that, you know?
Well, we appreciate your time very much. Again, Lost is on Wednesday night. This class from Professor Sloop, Lessons from Lost, Case Study, Introduction to Cultural Studies. We got to check back with you like mid-season to find out how it's all going for you guys.
Do that. It was great talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
The Burt Show.
It has been a long time since we introduced a new Burt Show member.
Well, Jamie Massey is the latest, correct?
But it feels a little different, I think, because Massey was part of the radio station. Oh, no, no, no. I guess at that point she wasn't. She came over here from
Everything's a long time in your world. So we'll go. Yeah, it's past been a while.
With your memory, I mean,
things backed up because she was working with Dylan and still is, but then she started coming in and doing the show here. But before that.
And then Phil was here, and then Phil left, and then Phil came back. And then before that, I guess, was Jen Hobby. So.
It's 5 years.
Four.
Fallon.
4 years.
I'm Jen Fallon. My age on the Burt Show is as old as Melissa's kidney.
My kidney.
Is that how you
That's how
you remember?
I remember it. Yeah. So 4 years I've been here.
So today, we introduce... Hoss.
I like that.
To the Burt Show. What's going on, dude?
What's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hoss is actually beat. He technically moved last night from Raleigh, right?
From Charlotte, Raleigh, yeah, everywhere.
So what was the last 24 hours like for you? He's been here for 2 weeks, but hasn't seen Atlanta because he hasn't left his hotel room.
Yeah, a little bit of a hermit. It's been crazy. I had to go to a wedding this weekend, and a wedding on top of moving, on top of driving 3 hours down here is just insane. Absolutely insane.
Moving sucks.
Yeah.
Now, did you move yourself? Did you have anybody to help you out?
My mom, but, you know, she can't really move anything, so.
She just told you, she pointed.
Yeah, exactly.
She come down here with you and help you unpack?
Yeah.
Yep. Mama Hoss?
Mm-hmm. Mama Hoss.
I guess she wouldn't like that name, though.
Hoss is
Mama. Hoss is a bit of a mama's boy. Like, he had, tell them about the list, the checklist that she put together for you. And again, you're how old?
24
years old.
Thanks,
and where'd you? Mm-hmm. Well, let's get more of the basics down. Where'd you grow up?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, and so did you go to college after high school?
I went to college, a little small school called Appalachian State.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started working in radio?
I started working in radio for a morning show in Charlotte.
That people that listen to this show know about, because we've been on with Ace and TJ for, a lot of different times.
Mm-hmm. And there could be people who moved here from Charlotte that already know Hoss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then he took off and went to Raleigh.
Took off and went to Raleigh for about, 3 weeks? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think 3 weeks. And then
Raleigh's where it's at, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Good Lord. But yeah, went there for 3 weeks and then moved down here this will be my third week, I think. Yeah.
And you've been here for two, 3 weeks. And how much of Atlanta have you seen, Hoss?
Absolutely none.
Couldn't get the dude to leave his hotel room.
Well, it's intimidating. If you've never spent time here, you wouldn't even know where to start. It's,
Yeah, I've gotten lost every time I've got in my truck.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, every single time. On Friday, Tracy was following Hoss back to his apartment to drop off his car because she was giving him a ride to the airport. And so I happened to be in the Costco. You know, it's down near the Home Depot, and Tracy, and we, if you don't know, the radio station is located right near Northside Hospital.
In Sandy Springs.
Sandy Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And Hoss is living in an apartment complex on Roswell Road that's kind of between Sandy Springs and Dunwoody.
Are you going to give out his address?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, hello. Uh-huh.
No, which is why I said he lives on an apartment complex on Roswell Road. So the easiest way to get from our radio station to his apartment complex is to simply get on Roswell Road and turn right.
Mm-hmm.
Very close to the station.
Tracy calls me and says, hey, she's whispering even though she's in a different car. Hey, Hoss is over near the Home Depot. Are we lost? You could not have gone a farther way to get
direction.
To your, like, I think you went up, like, I don't even know how you got there. Like, that would have been, if somebody said, hey, will you get me to your apartment complex via the Home Depot, I'd have to think about it.
But that's easy to say when you've lived in this area for a while. Because we've been here in this building at the station, at least 4 years now or so? And so this area, because even, spending this weekend, I was talking about how I was over at Northside Hospital and just people who were there to visit people from not from here. This is a very confusing area to get around. So I can see why Hoss has not gone out and visited Atlanta yet, because he needs help in doing it.
Yeah. Charlotte and Raleigh combined aren't as large as a city. Huh. I mean, it's just absolutely insane.
Are you intimidated when you're driving around? Like, it's too big?
Yeah, I got lost this morning.
And you've been here before.
Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah.
You got lost coming to the station?
Coming to the station this morning, yep. I went about 15 minutes out of my way.
Oh, that is so frustrating, too. I remember when I moved to Atlanta, it took me about 9 months before I felt like I knew where I was going. Mm-hmm. I was always questioning for about 9 months. It'll take that long. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The phone lines are lit up, and everybody is saying the exact same thing.
What?
Hey, Ashley. Good morning.
Hi. I think, Haas, you sound like Bill Clinton.
I've heard that my entire life.
Everybody. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the phone lines lit up saying the exact same thing.
I never thought of it. Say that you didn't have sexual relations with that woman.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I mean, that's
that is crazy now that everybody's pointed it out.
I've always got that.
That is funny.
And it doesn't make it any better that I'm hoarse right now from a wedding and just moving and all that type stuff. So
did you get your drink on pretty good this weekend?
A little bit. Just a tad bit.
So, Haas, I'm sure all the ladies want to know, are you single?
I am currently single. I am. Just broke up with a girl a couple months ago.
Is this the same girl that was shacking up with you at the hotel a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you mean? She came down?
It's a relationship that kind of tapered off.
A little big city sex?
Hey, let me show you. They put me up in a motor lodge. You want to come down? Bring your quarters because this bed can go crazy.
to give a visual, does Haas look like any close to any celebrity?
Oh, gosh, I should have had some more time to prepare.
I think he looks like Spike Lee.
Exactly.
It's the shoes.
I'm going to have to think about the celebrity.
Who? Brendan Fraser, says Massey.
Maybe.
Oh, I don't like you right now.
You don't like him?
I'm just playing. No, he kind of looks like an ogre.
Like a what?
An ogre.
An ogre.
Yeah.
Haas is not an ogre.
Yeah. Thanks.
I can't. Really.
That helps.
I'm not picking up on any celebrity vibe at all. Let's go around the room and ask one question each of Haas to get to know him better.
Okay. You start.
It's a stupid question. I don't
know what to
do. Mine is more of an observation. We still didn't get to you defining how much of a mama's boy you are, because I saw a Bible of information that your mom left you for this move at 24 years old.
Yeah, mom's a nerd. She likes to make spreadsheets and likes to laminate everything that she can think of.
Has she met Tracy Peluso?
Right.
Oh, Tracy saw this, and Tracy, before she saw this, was thinking she's the biggest, you know, organizer and that type of stuff. She has nothing on my mom, and she's admitted that she has nothing on my mom.
Oh, Tracy has something to aspire to. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like color coding, and it was like
different fonts.
Different checklists and fonts, but you're 24 years old. Like, you should be able to figure this stuff out kind of yourself.
Hey,
you know?
It's not like I ask her to do this. She just goes ahead and does this. So, I mean, I can do this stuff on my own, but, yeah, she just goes ahead and helps me out. She's going to help me out. I'm not going to tell her no. You know, it makes my life easier.
Did you live at home when you were in Charlotte?
No. Okay. I lived with a guy from the show, from the Ace and TJ show.
I have a question. Do you have any siblings? And if you do, who?
Damn!
Was that mine? That's like yours?
She stole my question. No,
I have one younger brother. He is he's 18 and just started freshman year at NC State.
Okay, and that's it? And you're the oldest?
I'm the oldest.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Damn!
Carry on.
He hasn't even asked it yet.
I know. Why, can you tell us why? Can you tell us why poop is brown?
He can now, thanks to Oprah.
Why is it brown?
What makes the poop brown is the bile.
That's your answer for now. Hobby?
First of all, I think he looks like a combination of Brittany's Manny and Nick Lachey.
Brittany's who?
Manny.
Brittany's Nanny. No, the Nanny.
Oh, the Nanny.
Manny.
And Nick Lachey, a combination. But you're like a guy's guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Haas, what would be a typical night out for you in Raleigh? Like typical Saturday, what are you doing?
Probably going to go get dinner at some type of restaurant, then hitting some pubs, some bars, that type of stuff.
Definitely.
I mean, a club scene in Raleigh is off the chain.
It's absolutely nuts.
Like, who would you be going out to dinner with and that sort of thing?
My boys.
Got it.
Definitely friends.
Just to give you a little bit of like the mentality, about a week ago, I invited him to go out with some of my friends, and we were all going to go to Lotus. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to kind of dress up to go to Lotus, you know? It's kind of place to be seen, velvet rope type of place. So I'm like, dude, why don't you just come on out with us? We'll all go out, we'll hang out, we'll drink it up a little bit. I'll show you a little bit of Atlanta. So I said, but you got to dress up a little bit, place kind of dressy, you know. So he shows up to my house, and he has, like, shorts on. was it a t-shirt or polo shirt?
It was a polo.
You said dressy, Bert.
Beach sandals. And I had to say, dude, you can't go out with this. There's just no way that we can get you in a Lotus. But I don't know if that's your definition of dressing up, or you just didn't have clothes.
His name is Haas.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
And he's from North Carolina. Come on, and he drives a truck.
In Charlotte and in Raleigh, they have like maybe 3-4 clubs combined between the two cities. And you can wear anything you want in there. I mean, there's no dress. There's no dress.
You can also get in a few frames of bowling and go roller skating.
Exactly. All in the same building.
There are plenty of places you can go, and you don't have to dress up. Yeah. I
picture Haas very at home at Moondogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
What is that type of place?
Peachtree Tavern?
That's
a good place.
Yeah. Just like kind of like laid back, like dude bar.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fake IDs. Let me ask you, Haas. Here's my question.
Okay.
Pretend you're writing a personal ad
mm-hmm.
for friends.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
24, brown hair, hazel eyes, single, guy's guy, love sports, love to drink.
That's wrong because there's no initials in there. You have to have, SWM.
Not safe for work.
Somebody else can give us a little insight into Haas. Hey, Jermaine, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
What's going on, Haas?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, man, good. Didn't really expect to hear you down here in Atlanta.
Why? Where have you heard me before?
Ace and TJ.
Oh.
You're from Charlotte.
Yes, I'm from Charlotte, but I've been listening. I listen to both of you guys' shows, so I kind of know a lot about Haas.
What's your favorite thing about him?
He may not like this, but his fear of snakes.
Uh-oh. You got a fear of snakes?
Dude, come on.
Yeah? Bad fear of snakes?
Bad.
Why did they do like a snakes on a
last day with Ace and TJ? They made me do a snake bit and I end up crying.
Oh, you did?
Literally crying?
Oh yeah. I'm scared to death of snakes.
Aww. Well, we know what we're doing tomorrow. Pencil that in for 8:15.
hey Jermaine. Whose show is better, ours or Ace and TJ's?
That means
I like
both
you guys.
Okay, well, hold on a minute. Who do you like better, just overall, me or Ace?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I answer that? Because I'm going with Ace. we have thought of an assignment for you over the next 24 hours.
Okay.
And we know you're tired. We know you just moved to Atlanta.
Yeah.
But in watching your interaction the last 2 weeks, we're all a little bit concerned that you just haven't left that hotel room at all. No interaction with anybody in Atlanta whatsoever.
Well, now that his mom's here, he'll probably be going out on dates and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
How long is she staying for?
She's leaving today.
She's leaving today. Yeah. All right. So once she leaves the nest, then you're all on your own.
And you have the bed all to yourself again.
Mama Haas is going to cry when she leaves you today.
No more spooning for us.
She's leaving her baby in the big city.
Oh, no.
Hey, now, remember, just because it's okay in Charlotte and Raleigh, you cannot tongue kiss her out in public.
God, got to remember that. Okay. Write that down.
Ew. Hands on top of the shirt there.
Jeff, stop.
This is mom you're talking about, too.
It's Mama Haas.
She's probably listening right now.
I'm just saying.
She's going to say a prayer for you today, honey.
This is a little more of a cosmopolitan city. That's all I'm saying.
I got to write that down.
So we want to get you out a little bit. The names of these places, Peachtree Tavern,
okay.
Moondogs, I think you said also. These are just names to you. We want to get you out a little bit and interacting with the Atlanta community.
Sweet.
And we already know that you're into MySpace. You have your own page.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to give you an assignment over the next 24 hours.
What we want to do is let you get to know the city. So we want to have you create a brand new MySpace page. If you need any help, Jen Fallon can help you because she's a MySpace expert.
Okay.
And this is going to have, when we see it tomorrow, it's going to be very lonely because there will be no comments and there will just be Tom.
Just you and Tom.
And what we would like to have you do is embrace this city using MySpace. So we will, you know, give the, we'll link up the MySpace page to our website. We'll all make our friends. Well, Jen and I will. Bert and Melissa don't believe in computers or technology. But,
no, just MySpace over the age of 30.
So
I'm 29. Thank you very much.
I'm 24 on MySpace. So,
ooh, then I'm going to have to be 22.
Well, we'll link y'all up so people can find your page easily. And then we will talk about, you know, talk about it on the air and have people submit comments, send you messages, join your friend group, all with suggestions on what they could do. And then, you know, occasionally you can go out with them on your own. But occasionally, if we see something that's particularly intriguing, then we could suggest you go out and experience that part of Atlanta, you know, based on the comment that somebody has left or the message that somebody sent you or us. We'll have you go out with a camera, take tons of pictures. And because, I mean, what is it, up to 115 million people on MySpace? Mm-hmm. Like, you should, I would say, inside of 30 days, be the most well-known and popular person in Atlanta.
I would say this, that you should be prepared to go out on a date tomorrow night with somebody that has become your friends on MySpace.
God, that's going to be hard. All right. Going out with a girl on a date.
I know you're not used to that.
Yeah,
no. This is a tough job. Like, well, I think I can make it work. Ow. I think I can make it work.
And you should be prepared to do this on Thursday and Friday also.
All right.
All right. So create the page. You have 24 hours to do that. We'll meet back around the same time tomorrow morning. We'll talk about your page. And then we'll get you out on the town starting tomorrow night.
Cool.
Okay?
And if you want to head out tonight and kind of get warmed up, remember the names: Peachtree Tavern, Hole in the Wall, Bulldogs.
Jeff, now.
And I am going to take you for...
I would never set him up like that.
I am taking you, because it's an Atlanta tradition, to your first strip club.
Sweet.
I am going to take you to a place called the Claremont Lounge. Okay?
You have to go to the Claremont Lounge.
It is tradition.
What about Girls
Are
Fun?
Jeff would just be at Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Girls Are Fun.
What about Girls Are Fun?
We just drop them off for Girls Are Fun.
Seriously, just girls, if you want to go fun. Out, if you want to grab a couple beers tonight, just get in a cab and go Bulldogs. I'll take it right there.
Oh, God. I think that you got to blog Meet about Jeff all there. Of your experiences on MySpace, too. We got to get some slideshows happening with all these photos of these people that you're meeting. And we'll just kind of create this new Atlanta friend group around you to get you exposed to the city. Yeah. Put all of it on MySpace so everybody can follow you as you go.
Sweet.
All right, so come in tomorrow morning. New MySpace page created, and be prepared to go out tomorrow night.
All right.
Great to have
Got
you
it.
Part of the team, dude.
Welcome.
Really excited
Welcome.
To have you part
All
of the
right.
whole thing.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right.
And everybody's going to want to know what he looks like, too. So we'll get that photo up as soon as possible, right?
Well, tomorrow morning, we'll put it up
page.
On the MySpace page.
On the MySpace page.
Okay. All right, now get out of here.
Sweet. Bulldogs.
The Bert Show.